I love my yard. The reason I love my yard is that, well, it's a yard. Although the grass is green and neat, my yard would never be mistaken for a manicured lawn, for there are invaders amidst the turf. A few weeks ago, snowdrops poked their heads up between blades of grass as though spies on a mission. Currently, a smattering of blue cella is infiltrating the yard in ever-growing numbers, while bouquets of purple violets are just beginning to make themselves known. Dare I admit, the glorious golden heads of dandelions are popping up everywhere. Welcome all, my friends, for with them come a variety of other special visitors. Pollinating bees hover over the blue cella. Painted lady butterflies flit from flower to flower as newly hatched dragonflies zip by in greeting. All make the birds happy, too, for they fill the yard with a symphony of jumbled song. Gratefully, I am not alone as a yard lover. My neighbor's yard will soon be a solid sea of pink spring beauties, interspersed with tall stems of ruby trillium, a sight I look forward to every year. Across the street, several surprise oak saplings are gaining height due to our neighbor letting the wild things grow. But one of the best things about a yard is that it is a wonderful place to play. Years ago, my three sons spent hours playing home run derby in our front yard, tearing up the turf as they ran the bases. Today, that rolling, bumpy grass offers our grandchildren a rollicking game of croquet. Forget the fertilizers, the mowing, the manicured look. There's splendor in the grass, and I say, game on. I'm Marnie O'Maminga, and that's my perspective.